The question was asked that we are taught that God maintains a balance in the world. And so long as there's greater potential for holiness, there's also greater potential for impurity. And just as Jerusalem was the center of the worship of Hashem, so too Jerusalem had Gei Ben Hinnom, which was the center where they burned their children alive for idols. And God, et zelu mat zeasa Elohim, God made the world with a balance. And so long as we had the temple and we had prophets, so there was a great desire for idol worship. And when things went down, we stopped having prophets, so too the potential for idol worship went down. This balance, we don't know exactly how to align things, meaning the potential for impurity is balanced with the potential for holiness. There's a balance. But to say that prophecy is directly correlated with idol worship is, I think it's that would be incorrect. It is directly correlated with the potential for impurity. At that generation, it was the potential for idol worship. That doesn't mean that our generation doesn't have other potentials. Call them Satanism, call them cults, call them other things. And we see that when the potential for holiness grows, so then the potential for impurity also grows. God always maintains a balance in the world. Chazal say that in our day and age, being that we're not on such a level, so even the pagans in our day and age, they're all fakers. They're just doing what they saw their fathers do. They're not so sincere about what they're doing either. And that has relevance to laws of Yayin Nesech. And it has halachic relevance. We paskin it in Shulchan Aruch. I wouldn't be concerned about whether there's potential for idol worship or desire for idol worship. There's enough desire for other terrible things that gives that the balance is still there. And when we will grow, so they do grow. When you have Moshe, you have a Bilam, right? You don't have a Bilam in a generation that doesn't have a Moshe. Chazal say Rav Yoshua was an expert at refuting the claims of the Minim from Tanakh. And when he was lying on his deathbed, his student said, there's no one around of your level to answer their claims. We don't know Tanakh as well as you do to answer all their claims. What are we going to do? He said, don't worry, if I'm not around, God won't leave them their greats either. God maintains a balance. If we don't have someone who knows the answers, they won't have someone who knows the questions. Don't worry. So that balance is maintained on many levels throughout the generations. What will be when Mashiach has to come? I don't know. Maybe there'll be an Ahmad Jezirjan. I don't know. Every generation has its balances. We don't know how to foresee what balances Hashem has in store. We just know that that's the way it's always been. It's not Hashem. Time will tell what will be when Nevuah returns, what balance there will be. The Gemara says Nevuah was taken away. In a few places, in Baba Basra, but in other places too. But in Kabbalah it says that it's going to return in Tzfat. That's why all the Kabbalists go up there. In the Kabbalah it says it's coming back over there. That's the place it's coming back. Okay. Who knows? Okay. It seems like it's going to come back. Mashiach is going to have Nevuah. It says big like Moshe or more.
Mashiach.
What? I don't know. I don't know about other prophets. I don't remember. Could be, too.
I was just reading that about Yonah.
Yeah.
Who comes? For the Mashiach.
Ah, you're talking about Tchias Amazing. It's a different point. Okay.
You're talking about the prophet.
That's Tchias Amazing. And possibly Olam Haba. I don't know if that's Yemos HaMashiach. Who knows? Okay, fair enough. Okay.